You're listening to SBS News.
The argument over who should control what land in the Middle East has played out for thousands of years in many different forums. The latest is short-term housing rentals. After a long period of lobbying from Palestinians and their supporters, the worldwide market leader in the sector, Airbnb, has announced it will not list properties from the controversial Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Israel captured the West Bank in the Six-Day War of 1967. Many countries consider the Israeli settlements there to be illegal, and Palestinians generally believe them to be an obstacle to a two-state solution to the long-term dispute between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Indeed, it's one of the issues at the core of the Middle East dispute. The Palestinian Minister of Tourism and Antiquities is Rula Ma'aya. She says Airbnb's decision is an important recognition of international law.
Yes, I think this is a very important decision because all settlements are considered illegal by international laws, and listing settlements in Airbnb, I think, was against international laws, because the international law states that all these settlements are illegal.
Israel disagrees. It disputes Palestinian claims that the settlements and the military presence required to protect them are barriers to the establishment of a Palestinian state. It has described the decision by Airbnb as a wretched capitulation to lobbying. Oded Ravivi is the mayor of one of the settlements, named Efrat. He says the decision will promote anti-Jewish feeling and goes against what Airbnb is supposed to be about.
The decision made by the administration of Airbnb to outlist properties in Judea and Samaria is extremely upsetting. It's upsetting because the idea behind Airbnb was to get people to meet people where they actually live, to understand their surrounding, to understand their needs, and to maybe understand even their dreams. It's giving in to extreme people who don't have any intention in promoting peace, but rather people, bringing people further away from one another. It's not going to promote peace, it's going to promote anti-Semitic decisions made by such an organisation.
The decision will take effect in the coming days and comes as the human rights organisation, Human Rights Watch, releases a report into the matter. Human Rights Watch supports the move, claiming it is in line with Airbnb's standards of not allowing discrimination because Palestinian identification holders are not allowed to occupy properties in the Israeli settlements in the West Bank. It also claims people were being misled by the listings, booking accommodation they thought was in Israel's pre-1967 footprint, but instead was in the West Bank settlements. Human Rights Watch Director Elaine Pearson says the decision is a powerful statement.
The decision by Airbnb is really a step in the right direction. This is a powerful statement against discrimination, displacement and land theft. Who wants to bed and breakfast on land that is effectively stolen? This is a really important decision, and we're certainly hoping that other global tourism operators will follow suit.
There have long been efforts to apply commercial and social pressure on Israel by Palestinian interests and Palestinian sympathisers, most notably by the BDS, or Boycott, Diversify, Sanctions movement. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.